Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. I think it's the 8th of May, 2026. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I have a cup of coffee and I am taking a stroll. We came to the land yesterday. We'd had a few days back at home. I'm not quite sure how long we're staying this time. A couple of days, possibly. There is, this morning, blue sky in very small number, a lot of white cloud, and there's this sort of wet, almost tentative rain hanging in the air. It's not a drizzle yet. There's a bit misty over the hills I can see in the distance. The birds are singing, which is rather lovely, as you can hear. I'm gulping my coffee, as normal. And it's chilly. I imagine it's about 10 degrees or something. I don't know for sure, because I haven't gone and looked at the thermometer as yet in the polytunnel, but I don't want to open the polytunnel quite yet. Let the weather warm up, keep the atmosphere in there as warm as possible. In the distance I can hear the road. It's very busy. But I'm wandering around. I want to go down to the potatoes and have a look at them. They are going ballistic. They really are. Everywhere's going ballistic, to be honest with you. We've been mowing tracks in the grass. I need to borrow our friend's tractor mower attachment, and so we can actually get most of the grass down. I want to get it down before it goes to seed, and it's particularly everything else that's in it, like the thistles. Just strolling up towards the potatoes. Yes, the sun might... I'm trying to work out whether the white cloud is receding and the blue is increasing, or whether it's the other way around. It did seem to try to rain last night. Could hear it a little bit pattering on the caravan, but not much. And I thought we were in for a storm. And I thought, not a storm, but a, you know, downpour. And I thought that would be great, because it would save having to water everything in the morning. But the ground is still, although there's dew on the ground, it is still dry. But I'm having a look at the potatoes now. And they're excelling themselves. They're doing very nicely. That's the earlies. The main crop, we haven't seen them poke out yet. They've been down, I guess, a week. Oh, wait a minute, what's that over there? I think that's a stinging nettle. And that wouldn't surprise me if we see stinging nettles, because this was a stinging nettle patch, and we have weeded it like mad. So it will be interesting. And there's a difference between the main crop and the early, in as much as the early crop had cardboard down. But because the soil is so good here, I said to Julia, let's not bother with the cardboard, because we'll have to get more compost. Let's just put the crops in. I don't know if that is a... Oh, that's another one. That looks like a stinging nettle too. Can't see any signs of the early crop coming yet. But it'll come. I think the earlies, when we put them in, it took, I think, 2 weeks before we saw them. Right, let's go up to where I've put my pipe. Through this grass. Thank goodness for these little cut-throughs I've put. I've only got shoes on at the moment, as opposed to my what I call my bother boots, you know, my sort of not Wellingtons, but my walking boots, waterproof boots. I haven't put them on as yet, so I'm just lightly strolling around and up to the top of the hill. We put the potatoes on the incline at the lower part so that the water in the soil would continually run down towards them, because they need a lot of water. So that would be one of the first jobs I do this morning, is to give them more water. But I'm surprised how little water we've got from nature at the moment. It's very irritating. Our pond is bone dry. We need to build some more ponds. I mean, they're reservoirs really, to keep the water in. But this is a lesson learnt. Well, as you know, everything's being manipulated, so I'm sure it's all part of the plan to make crops fail across the nation. Old Momo is coming, Julia's cat that we have brought with us, who has been doing a sterling job of frightening off the vermin, which is good. We don't like, you know, the killing, but if it can persuade the vermin to go, there's plenty of space for them to go. It's just not round the veg patch, really. Hello, Mo. You all right, mister? I can't stroke you very easily. I've got a cup in one hand and a microphone in the other. Hang on. Here we go. All right. He loves it here, though, because there's so many things to excite him and interest him. It's not quite the same, is it, back at the house? So I think he's very grateful to come. Although he doesn't really like the journey, is to sit in a cat box and be strapped in. There does seem to be more blue sky. I'm hoping that cloud is going to recede, although that blue sky is purely above us. That's most peculiar. And then the rest of the sky is this white stuff. But if we get a few minutes of sunshine, that would be very lovely. The sun is almost free from that. And it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, we're in May now, but the sun is very warm when it makes an appearance, or when it's allowed to make an appearance. I am a sun fanatic. I love the sun. Right, let's... I was going to have a sit down, but the chairs that we have outside are socking wet, lad. Whereas, the thing they're sitting on, which is a pallet with three scaffold boards, is not wet. It must somehow absorb the water. These have got a sort of veneer on them, and so what I need is a piece of newspaper to sit on. Now, I don't like going into our workshop at the moment. I go in there as little as possible because there is a nest in there, a robin's nest. So we leave it. I mean, we have to go in there, but we go in there very gently and go out. And it seems okay. They're very friendly around here, the robins, which is remarkable. But I know that there's a stack of newspapers that were given to us for all sorts of multi-purposes. You know, newspapers are handy, aren't they? Not for reading, of course. So I just need to go in. Now, it might fly out, or it might just watch. Sometimes it just watches me. Hello, little robin. When it flies out, it does, you know, makes me surprised. I think he's out already, actually. Probably foraging for food. Right, just nip down here, if I can get in there. paper from the stack. There it is. And we'll leave the robin to it. Bless his little socks. And I guess after this nesting season is over, go back to normal. But, yes, you have to be very respectful. I mean, they do put their nests in the most awkward places. Comfortable for them, of course, in the warm, or as warm as you can be, warm for a bird. We've got some bird boxes actually given to us, so we need to plonk them up, although it's probably a bit late now. Most birds, I imagine, would be nesting already. But we'll get them up for next year, or any late developers. I'm not quite sure exactly when they do their thing, but I imagine it's in early April. Seems to be the sort of springtime. The question is where to put them. Out of the way, really. But it would be nice to be able to observe them at the same time, you know. So, on the one hand, well, you know, that was it, wasn't it, really? Put them somewhere where they can... sorry, I'm fiddling. Hang on, I'm going to put you down for a second because I need both hands. Because this newspaper is just sticking to the chair. And I want to try and get as much water off by the absorbent nature of the newspaper. I think that sun is going to come out. Or the clouds, rather, are going to permit it. We always do it the wrong way around, don't we? We always say, ah, oh, the sun is going to come out. But the sun is already out. There we go. Got rid of the water off the chair. And put the newspaper down as a buffer between the cold chair and the warm paper. Now, yesterday, I think if you did listen to yesterday's podcast, I'm coming back to the microphone in a second. That was a bit of a nuisance. I had a bit of an issue with the old card inside the recorder. For some reason, I don't understand it, and I don't pretend to understand it, but it wasn't deleting previous recordings, even though it said it had. And it wasn't. I don't know, some sort of bug hiccup or whatever. Anyway, the point was I filled up the card and didn't realise about 13 minutes in, and then I was waffling for another 17, 18 minutes with what I thought was a good deep philosophical podcast. And then I looked down at the end and saw it had said card full, and I didn't know how long it said card full for, and it hadn't recorded, of course. And then I realised it was only the first 13 minutes, and the best bits was afterwards. Well, there you go. And it's irritating when that happens, but it happens. I'm just going to fill my pipe. Sorry, I'm trying to put the microphone. It would be good if this microphone, I had a lapel mic to go with it, because I could wouldn't have to keep holding it. I'm going to smoke my meerschaum today with some tobacco called Westminster from G.L. Peas, P-E-A-S-E, peas, not garden peas. This is an English blend. I suppose it would be with a name like Westminster. I'm going to sneeze, actually, in a minute. I often do. Achoo! Excuse me. Achoo! It's all that chem spraying. Gets you in the end, doesn't it? Gets up the nose. Anyway, this is quite a strong blend. In my mind, it's very similar to another blend called Early Morning Pipe, or by a company called Peterson's, or Nightcap, which is a slightly stronger version. Quite why you want a strong version at night time, I don't know. Because I would think the nicotine would keep you awake, keep your mind buzzing and stuff. You want a sort of very gentle one at night time, I would have thought. Perhaps an aromatic, less nicotine strong, but perhaps a, you know, a very gentle Virginia tobacco or something. I'm going to have to blow my nose in a minute. Anyway, this is a good... This one, does it say on here what it is? No. It says somewhere exactly what the tobaccos are, the blend. It's fairly nice. I'm still looking for the elixir of tobaccos, which is a lovely search to have. It says a traditional English blend of New World Red Virginias, enhanced with a gentle caress of bright leaf, then lavishly seasoned with Oriental tobaccos and a generous measure of the noble Cypress Mountain Latakia. So, there you go. Let me blow my hooter. Let me. Back in a minute. The sun is shining through. Oh my goodness. What a difference that makes. Oh, that's so beautiful. I love getting up early, and the times that we've stayed here in the caravan, some of them have had very bright sunny mornings, and they're warm. They're warm. It's cold in the caravan. You know, temperatures do drop, don't they? It's not down to freezing or anything like that as yet. And hopefully it won't do now until the winter. Well, I don't imagine that we'll be staying really in the winter. When you know, when it's set to rain for several days, apart from the polytunnel, everything else will water itself, so we don't need to be here. As much as it's enjoyable and there's work to be done, clearance work and tidying work and preparatory work and all of that. Oh, the sun has now just bloody disappeared again. That moment, that golden moment when the sun shone through just now and lit everything, from the bland overcast lighting to this wonderful golden light, the warm light of the sun in the morning, and it the pockets and the shadows, is just something remarkable. And I enjoy getting up and coming out and wandering around, as you can hear, just in a very meditative, ponderous way, as I lumber around, waking up the old bones and the muscles. And it is a rather lovely thing to do. We don't have a garden at home, you see, as you know, probably. And to walk, you know, when everyone's marching to work in their sort of clockwork existence, their 9 to 5, either shuffling reluctantly off to the office or their workplace of whatever description, or eagerly to get their, you know, hands on the task that they have for the day. To walk among those people is not the same by any means as having a quiet shuffle around the land that is becoming more and more familiar to me. But the differences as we go through the seasons, remarkable and fascinating, and being alone, or with lovely Julia, of course. And when at home now, I miss this getting out into this countryside. So the moment, I always talk about the moment is now. You've got to relish this moment, particularly when it's here. And at home, yes, sit down with a cup of coffee and a pipe and gabble into the old microphone about some old nonsense. which you've had for many, many years, although occasionally the Naked Englishman has taken you on very different places if you are a long-term listener. In recent times, it's, you know, it's been very static. But, it's not so static now. I'm watching in the distance a bird. I can't quite make it out. It might be a robin, it might be something else. There he goes. On the top of very whippy willows, some upright willows, three or four willows, and it was right on the top, causing the willows to flit from side to side, which is what caught my eye. As one looks around at the amazing bird wildlife. I was never interested in birds. You know, my dad got interested in birds in the garden and would look at them. But as a younger man, you know, I was interested in the career and trying to make something of my life. Now I don't know what I'm making of my life. I'm making nothing of my life. It doesn't seem very important anymore. Sorry, I just plonked you down a little bit. Just going to light the pipe. And as I light the pipe, you have the sounds of Biggleswick Farm. Some tobaccos take quite a bit of lighting because of the way they're processed and stuff. This one lights pretty instantly. It's quite dry actually. When it's dry it burns quickly and it's sharper in the mouth, it's stronger and hotter, you know. Hotter. Get something called tongue bite if you're not careful. I don't seem to suffer from it, luckily. You just sip away at the tobacco. It's lovely. And some tobaccos actually are, I mean, you know, different times of the day. Somebody's wandering around. I think that's Julia. At least let me hope it is. Can't quite see through the foliage over to the caravan. Some tobaccos are, what was I saying now? Yes, they're different flavours, of course, and different strengths. And this one is, it's quite nice first thing in the morning, outside. I don't often enjoy it smoking outside unless it's very still like it is this morning. In fact, most mornings here that we've been here, or all the mornings I think that we've been here, the weather has been still, or the wind has been still. And that is a joy. That is a joy. I love watching where the smoke goes. And this is barely going anywhere. In fact, there is no wind at all. It's rather magical. I did have a subject I was going to talk about, actually. It's gone out of my head at the moment, and I'm aware that I had something. I didn't want to talk about what I was talking about yesterday because, you know, subjects come in and I have to be in the right mood for them. And now we've gone on to 24 minutes or so. And I'm aware that I need to round this up, really. And I haven't really said anything of any great note or worthwhile. But that is the nature of this podcast, as you know. I enjoy audio, I think, more than video. I enjoy the intimate nature of audio, the ease of recording. And I wish it was more popular, really. And I wish somehow one could get a little income from this sort of thing. Although people will, of course, chastise me for that and say, well, you know, it's why should you get paid? I mean, this was the argument for audio, because radio was always deemed as free. Why should you get paid for just merely talking? And yet on YouTube and places like that, people are just merely talking, and they equally get paid. But of course, you get to see them, and so they have to brush their hair, don't they, and smarten their clothes up a bit, or not, as the case may be. The pictures are better in audio. The imagination is in play. And also, if you've got some command of the English language, or whatever language you talk, I suppose, I think you work a little harder in audio to describe what you're seeing or what you're talking about. I think it forces you to utilize terms that perhaps in video, because you've got the visual aspect to it, that you don't need. And that's what I've loved about doing this for 20 odd years now, recording The Naked Englishman. 20 odd years, it's hard to believe, isn't it? It is 20 years. 2006, I started The Naked Englishman. The Vobe Show was a year before that. So I've been podcasting for 21 years. It's quite incredible, really, to think that. So this has started in 2006. Now we're in 2026. That's 20 years. One should celebrate that somehow. Not quite sure how. Maybe dive into some of the earlier things that I've done. I mean, my eye was a big problem. I had a lot of recordings there with the agony of that. My son, when he had his, when he went through his brain hemorrhage, that was an awful, awful time. And recorded on The Naked Englishman. I mean, I remember thinking at the time, you know, after 10 years, I thought it's a bit like Peep's Diary, but in an audio form. Although, of course, my life is not as interesting. I didn't work for the Admiralty or any of that, but I've kept a weather report at the beginning of each one, haven't I? As somebody once told me, it says, well, you've got years of what the weather was doing first thing in the morning when you went to record in your area. So that's true. Do you think that's true? Yes. Anyway, my friends, thank you for listening. I know it's just a little bit of early morning burble, but I appreciate, well, you can't say the company because you're not actually here, but it's as I've tried to explain, I think, to Julia and others, you know, why do I do it? Why do I do it? There's no feedback. There's no comments. What is it that you get out of it? You don't know who's listening, you know. It forces one to have it's not a conversation as such, but it's kind of, it's a monologue, yes, of course, but it's like a conversation. It forces one to intellectually express oneself first thing in the morning and exercise that muscle. Some days more so than others. Other days it's just a rush of noise, and other days it is deep and thoughtful. And mostly it's just the mutterings of someone who's woken up in the morning and thinks he better do something because people might be eager to get the recording and listen to it. And I think it is a good thing from my point of view to get the brain thinking. And sometimes I've had thoughts. I may have changed my mind, of course, since those original thoughts. but I do think it's a good exercise to have. Anyway, I must finish. Thank you for listening. Goodbye, and I will talk to you soon.